Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At that time, I heard Janae screaming, and I looked down at her, and she was yelling, "Dad, I can't feel my legs."
Emotional testimony from the father of the Tennessee team who lost both legs when a speeding car crashed in downtown St. Louis last year. What's expected as the trial of Daniel Riley resumes today.
St. Louis Public Schools and the American Federation of Teachers Local 420 reach an agreement. The big benefits promised to teachers.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. This has never been anything so conclusive.
Super Tuesday results are in. One candidate could be bowing out. Why a rematch between Biden and Trump this November appears likely. Good morning on this Wednesday, March 6th. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Ty Hawkins in for John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Good morning to you all. This is a live look from our roof camera, Maryland Heights out here. I'm going to get a check of our forecast with meteorologist Angela Eddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck.
And that is a view that has been changing through the morning. When we went on at 4 a.m., we were still pretty much socked in with the cloud cover, but those clouds have been breaking apart. And now I have the early signs of a sunrise as I look out from the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck. You will as well. Beautiful moonrise going on this morning. And if you look on the horizon quickly here before it gets too much brighter, you can pick out the planet Venus rising as well. So our skies are clearing. If they haven't cleared where you are, they will continue to do so through the morning. Temperatures are chilly, but not too cold. We're in the low 40s in many spots. But grab a coat, favorite sweatshirt before you head out to the bus stop this morning. For the drive home, you may still want that jacket. Highs are only going to be around 60 degrees. That still, though, is above average for this time of the year. Let's enjoy our sunny Wednesday because we are about to get into a wetter weather pattern to end the work week. When the rain will move in, how much we might see. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about some more severe weather safety tips for you during the severe weather preparedness week.
All right, let's talk 55 because from the city to the county, we've got issues popping up. So the biggest one is probably going to be 55 north right at Carondelet right now. What you're looking at is emergency vehicles arriving to a two-car vehicle crash, blocking that center left lane. So you're going to see some slowdown there, but that's not all. So here's a view at McNutt right now. What I want you to pay attention to is our southbound direction. I know it looks pretty light, but that's because we've got static road work causing slowdown in that direction as well. Now, just southwest of this, if you're taking Highway 67, what you need to know, your southbound direction, you've got a left lane closure due to a one-car vehicle crash just past Lee Pyle Road. So let's go ahead and take a look at our 255-55 interchange. Things also picking up there as you make your way into the city. Your drive times through Melville sitting around 60 miles per hour heading towards the metro. Blair, Ty.
Thank you, Calista. Day two of the testimony in the Daniel Riley trial is set to get underway later this morning. Riley accused of causing the crash that resulted in Tennessee volleyball player Janae Edmondson losing her legs.
The Power 2's Chris Ringier is live downtown with details on what was revealed in the first day of this high-profile case. Chris?
Blair and Ty, good morning to both of you. Multiple witnesses testified yesterday during day one of the trial. The case unfolding inside the Carnahan Courthouse just behind us here. But the main witness was James Edmondson, the father of Janae Edmondson, who tragically lost her legs because of the crash. On the stand, James Edmondson showed the belt that he used to make a tourniquet to help stop the bleeding from Janae's severely injured legs immediately after the crash. Daniel Riley is facing five counts, including assault, armed criminal action, and driving without a valid driver's license. In court, prosecutor Adam Field argued that this case isn't about an accident, but rather choices made by Riley that changed Janae's life forever. Prosecutors saying that toxicology results revealed that Riley had fentanyl, codeine, and THC in his blood when the crash happened. But Riley's attorney, Dan Diemer, shifted blame, arguing that police rushed to judgment about the cause of the crash and that they did not properly investigate and interview witnesses. The crash happened back on February 18th of last year. Janae was in town for a volleyball tournament and was walking with her family. That's when investigators say Riley sped through the intersection of St. Charles and North 11th Streets downtown, hitting another car as well as a parked vehicle. Janae was pinned between Riley's car and the parked car. Both of her legs had to be amputated. James Edmondson spoke about the night of the crash.
And I said, Janae, if you can hear me, we love you. We're here for you. And if you can hear me, squeeze my hand. And she did. And that gave us hope. She asked me, she said, why did this happen to her? And I didn't have an answer. I couldn't tell her why. And as a father, that was pretty bad because I couldn't tell her why her legs was gone.
James says the emergency room doctor later told him that applying that tourniquet to his daughter's leg saved her life. The driver of the other car, a crash witness, as well as a police officer who responded to the scene, also testified yesterday. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Renier.
It is 6:04 right now. What's happening today? A news conference is set to highlight a landmark agreement between St. Louis Public Schools and the teachers union. The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live downtown outside of the SLPS Central office with what this means for educators and students. Laura?
Blair, under this new contract, teachers will be seeing the largest three-year pay increase in nearly 20 years. And the goal of all of this is to combat the nationwide teacher shortage and also to recruit and retain good educators. And so the St. Louis School Board, they reached this agreement on Tuesday, and this essentially provides teachers a 17% increase over the course of 3 years, while special education teachers are going to be receiving a 22% raise. District leaders and the local 420 of the American Federation of Teachers negotiated the deal, and according to our partners at the Post-Dispatch, the average teacher salary in the district is just under $54,000. Ray Cummings is the president of Local 420. He says 78% of union members approved this new deal, and he released a statement saying, in part, this agreement demonstrates a real good faith effort to recruit and retain our dedicated workforce. Teachers will be seeing a 7% raise in the first year of the contract and 5% in both 2026 and 2027. Pay for special ed teachers will jump by 10% in the first year and 6% in each of the following 2 years. Other staff members represented by the union will receive a minimum 10% raise during the three-year contract. The last negotiated contract 2 years ago gave teachers and staff an 8% raise. The new union contract starts in July, and the raises will start being implemented in 2025. There's a news conference scheduled to happen to discuss this agreement between SLPS and its teachers here at the SLPS Central office at 9:30 this morning. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on any new developments that happen here. Reporting live downtown this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you, Laura. St. Louis police have released the identity of the man shot and killed in North City yesterday morning. 25-year-old Michael Taylor was shot along Thekla and North Kings Highway around 3 a.m. He was pronounced dead on the scene. If you have any information, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers. The number is on your screen, 866-371-TIPS.
In a Power of Two follow-up, investigators released the names of the woman and her two daughters who died in a house fire outside of Rolla. 35-year-old Jessica Sager, 14-year-old Cadence, and 9-year-old Savannah were all killed after getting trapped in their smoky home Saturday night. The Missouri State Fire Marshal is still looking into how that fire started.
A registered sex offender arrested in St. Anne wants to clear his name. Curtis Wilson was accused of following a girl near Booter Elementary School and taking her photo. Wilson says he was taking photos of the school for a documentary. And the accusations led to no criminal charges related to stalking. Wilson spoke out with his attorney yesterday. We also spoke with the mother of the child making the accusations.
And I just want to just let y'all know, I just want to clear my name. And this means everything in the world to me. Everything else is going to work itself out.
To hear my child reach out and say, Mom, someone's taking pictures of me and I've seen this car before, I had to take it serious.
Wilson was placed on the sex offender register in the 1980s. He says he was 17 and had sex with a minor. He's now accused of failing to register at the proper address and being within 500 feet of a school. People staying at a motel in Florissant have been forced to evacuate.
Inspectors found the property violated multiple city codes. The city of Florissant says the Red Roof Inn violated the city's building, property maintenance, and fire codes, forcing the sudden shutdown. Well, people at the motel say they deserve to get more warning from the city. Red Roof Inn's parent company says this franchise is run by an independent operator, and the company is investigating.
More Missouri National Guard troops will deploy to Texas to help secure the southern border later this week. The state currently has roughly 250 Missouri National Guard members deployed to the southern border, but sending more soldiers comes with a price tag. The House giving first round approval to a new plan to send up to 200 National Guard members and 22 Missouri State Highway Patrol troopers. It's estimated to cost the state $2.2 million. The legislation needs one final vote in the House, which is expected to come later this week. Then it heads to Senate.
The Foxy 6 School District is hosting another community meeting. It's tonight, and they're talking about whether to switch to a four-day school week. It would be the second largest district in Missouri to make the switch. Independence, Missouri schools already went to a four-day week. Their superintendent is expected to be there at tonight's meeting. It's at 6 o'clock at the district's service center on Jeffco Boulevard.
The Riverview Gardens School District hosting a career fair today. They're looking for people to help educate the next generation of future leaders. Jobs include certified teachers, administrators, nurses, HVAC technicians, security officers, custodians, support staff, and more. The job fair is from 4 to 6 today at the administration building on Northumberland Drive. Another job fair is planned on March 20th.